It's like falling in love all over again. 301 Trent Magic is all you need.
Steve Merrick returned to the late night programme, and his warm, intimate style instantly commanded a loyal following. Indeed, after only two programmes, he'd received a proposal of marriage. Late-night listeners began to see Steve as a friend. On one occasion, he received an urgent call from a telephone kiosk, a worried listener who was desperately seeking help turned to him on the verge of taking an overdose. It was an unusual turn of events, but nevertheless proving the relationship between presenter and listener on a station like Radio Trent.
That was the first song that she released, and it was a great big flop, but she's had one or two very nice songs since then. That's Judy Tazouk, and that's called For You. Steve, that one is for you in the band, but really it's for Christine, who's all on her own at the moment. Still, never mind, I don't doubt she's got one of the neighbours in to keep her company for a few hours. Time flies by on the quiet hour, as it always seems to every Sunday, and it's the piece of the programme which I think goes by the quickest for some reason. But at 315 Coppice Road in Arnold, recently there's been a birthday, and I got a letter from the birthday girl, whose name is Angita.
I could be a millionaire.
The letter is actually signed Angita.
If I had the money, I could own a mansion. No, I don't think I'd like that.
The Quiet Hour came about because I wanted to do several things in the same programme. And I wanted to do several things because the nighttime programme had always been, historically, on any radio station, had always stopped at midnight, and another nighttime programme had started at midnight. And it seemed almost impossible for radio managements to even think and suggest to themselves that one person could do it all, you see. So, and at the same time, I wanted to be able to play back-to-back music. This was in 1979, and nobody, no one played back-to-back, no one played. If you played back-to-back music, somebody arrived and said, "Are you ill?" And I wanted to prove that, again, you could do different things and the audience would accept it. And the Quiet Hour started with just quiet, late night chatting, really, and music, two or three of which I put back to back.
It was my birthday on Friday.
And it was actually on for 2 hours, or from a quarter past 12 until 2 o'clock in the morning. But it was a nice title, and who was going to argue? And then it kind of developed from there, and it developed, it became an animal on its own, and people used to write to me, and they used to say, "I don't know how you always manage to say how I feel, but you always seem to say how I feel." And people used to stop me in the street, and it was lovely. And I must admit, you know, it's nice being a star. Anybody who honestly says they don't want to be a star shouldn't be here.
When you don't really know what to do, and life's made you feel all through, it's 301 for you. And when the day's really taking it out of you, and you don't know what you can do, it's 301 for you.
Trent, 21 hours a day on 96.2 Stereo VHF. Pick us up to pick you up.
Steve Merrick was succeeded on that late show by Tony Lyman, who inherited not only the programme, but that same intimacy with the listener.
I used to open up the dedication lines between about, I think it was 12:30 and 1:30. And I used to get flooded with calls from a lot of people who were up at that time. And it was a really nice time to broadcast because there were a lot of you know, lonely people, people who were on their own and who used to listen to the radio at that time of night. And they used to ring me on the dedication line. And it was just really nice because they really looked on you as a friend, you know, probably the only friend they'd got. I remember a lady from Ashby de la Zouche called Mabel. And I remember Mary and Hazel.
Do you go to bed with Tony Lyman?
Shameless hussy. I'll speak to her later. But I hope you can join me tonight between 10:15 and 2 a.m. for the College of Musical Knowledge, the best memory, best tune, a selection of the day's best features, and of course, the dedication line.
Tony Lyman here on your radio. Oh, yeah.
Tony had spent some time working on board the Voice of Peace, a floating radio station in the Mediterranean.
So then I was in Israel, lying on the bridge, sunning myself as usual. And I've been there for almost a year, and I don't know, what this particular day it just struck me as I was listening to BFBS in Cyprus. I think it's about time I went back to England, I thought to myself, and tried to get a job on a local radio station. I sent loads of tapes off, and I thought to myself, well, you know, it's going to take some time to actually get a job. And in the meanwhile, I became a postman, and I sent loads of tapes off. And it just so happened that Radio Trent at the time were looking for a relief presenter. Len said to me, wrote back and said, oh, I like the tape, come and do an audition. And obviously, it was a very nerve-wracking experience. And it sticks out as well because they were using what still to this day was my favourite jingle package of that time, the Magic Set. Do you remember the Magic Set? Jingle was like, Trent Magic 301.
The music we share shows how we care. It's all you need, it's Magic 301.
So what if it wasn't a huge hit, it was a fairly average hit? Hot Chocolate from 1978, and every once a winner. Good morning, Aquarians. How are you today?
Well, but I remember the first programme I ever did for Radio Trent. So it was very, very nerve-wracking. It was a Sunday afternoon, and it was a programme called Hit Line, Hit Back, which was 4 hours long. And, you know, in the past, I've been used to doing two-hour programmes or three-hour programmes. And by the end of this 4 hours on this Sunday afternoon, I was absolutely tated. I just couldn't think of anything to say. And I thought to myself when I'd finished, oh, that's it. I mean, there's no way they'll ever ask me back to do another programme.
Sunshine and music with people like us. It's Magic Music on Trent 301.
Independent local radio was now a flourishing industry. Nationally, annual revenue was over £30 million. The network again began to expand. The Home Secretary had given the go-ahead to open 9 more commercial stations. One of these was to be in Leicestershire, boarding on this radio station's listening area. The weekends now saw Radio Trent's top 30 chart. Kenny Haig was the late night man. John McGinn started a short stint on Sounds Classic. Dave West introduced both 7 o'clock rock and roll on Saturday evenings and on Sunday lunchtime's Hospital Call, which involved the hospital radio stations in the East Midlands, including the one in Nottingham. That's where Guy Morris found himself for an outside broadcast on his Saturday Spectacular programme. He was talking to one of their enthusiastic 18-year-old presenters.
Tell me, I'm going to interview you. You're probably going to interview me.
I've never been interviewed before, actually. I'm usually on the other side of the microphone.
Well, it's a rather unique situation because, of course, currently we're both sitting here in your studio. We're doing our programme to the Trent audience. You are doing yours for the Nottingham Hospital radio audience.
And
they can both hear us simultaneously at the moment. So let me just ask you a couple of questions.
That young hospital radio presenter's name was Tony Lloyd. Not quite a suitable name for a Radio Trent presenter, but almost.
Hey, listen, Tony, don't be too good because the boss might be listening and, well, you may be on my programme next week.
Radio Trent on 3, yes.
You fancy it, do you?
I do, yes.
Catch a smile for free. Magical music on Trent 301.
But whilst that young local presenter waited, another made more headway. Chris Burns.
OK, it's Saturday, and if you've just tuned in, odd luck, because you're stuck with us till 11 o'clock.
Hooray!
Well, as we said, there's a new comic shop opening, and we've got the two men who are responsible for opening it, and I think, Liz, you've got some points down there.
I have some points. Well, being into comics...
Carry on,
I don't know what he laughed for, then. I don't know whether to... Yes.
What happened was, I wrote a letter in saying you ought to have a children's programme and doing this, and this. And a chap by the name of, what was his name, Bev Smith, he wrote back to me saying, you must have been looking over my shoulder when I was writing the new programme schedules, because that's exactly what we've decided. Give Steve Merrick a call and arrange to see him. So I phoned up this chap called Steve Merrick, who, of course, I'd heard on the radio, but you never associate the person on the radio being the person you're phoning up. He agreed to see me. I came in to see him. He thought I seemed OK, I suppose. And that was how I got involved. It was a piece of pure luck. And everything I've done since Trent, again, has been a question of luck. And I'm convinced that you can never plan a career in radio. It's done by luck.
Chris Burns became one of Radio Trent's youngest presenters, a title which Guy Morris had held at Radio Trent's inception. But now, perhaps because he was 24, he felt the urge to move on.
Well, that's just about it. One more record to go. For the last time on Radio Trent, yes, why not?
Guy Morris, more music now.
What's going on? Stop playing the jingles.
Aww.
I'm enjoying that.
There's a few of us here come to issue a traditional goodbye.
What? Nice guy, for the very first time, I'm early for my show. How about that?
Good. I was going to make some jokes about you, but...
You better not. I've got a cup of coffee in my hand. Anyway, sorry to see you going, anyway.
We're all sorry to see you go, yeah.
You have to say that.
Your arrest.
Guy moved on to BRMB in Birmingham and then to Radio Victory in Portsmouth and is now settling down close by at Leicester Sound. Meanwhile, that young hospital radio presenter was finally able to tell his audience that he'd at long last fulfilled his dream.
It's February the 23rd, 1980, at 19 after 10, on one of the best Saturday mornings of my life, for reasons I won't go into because I'm far too modest. What I shall say is let's go back to 1975.
Radio Trent was only a bus ride away for Tony Lloyd.
Radio Trent, 301, David Lloyd.
Superb, the Mop Dobs there, and a song called All My Loving. That's sensational, especially in stereo this evening, because you get the music in one ear and the voices in the other, which is quite sensational. It's 40 minutes past nine on Trent. You've been listening to the Soccer Special from Amsterdam with Chris Ashley, Brian Tansley and Martin Johnson. And as I say, full news and further coverage of that particular match between now and ten right here on Trent with me, David Lloyd. Yes, a new voice to Radio Trent, and isn't it pleasant too? If you're doing nothing next Sunday...
It's a well-known fact that presenters do mature with age. That was April 1980, just in time to get settled in for a station celebration.
The best music on the best station.
And your best station, Radio Trent, is celebrating its fifth anniversary on July the 3rd with special programmes, events and concerts designed to keep everybody happy. Don't miss out on the fun both on the air and around Nottingham. And in our reception area, there'll be a chance to win a prize in the birthday blowout between 1 and 3pm. Stay tuned for all the details.
Trent 301.
In the last quarter of an hour, we'll talk about whether I should go or stay and my career. My career at this radio station could well be hanging on the thread of your vote.
Hang on. Third thing is you. Yep. What's wrong with you speaking your mind? That's what's wrong with people today. They're all two-faced, brown-nosed jobs, aren't they?
I just want to say that you ought to stay on.
Thank you.
And that woman, who I think it was a few weeks ago, that says... If you don't like you, she'll turn off.
Well, we think that your sports programme on a Saturday afternoon is a load of garbage.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I think you should go, and the sooner the better.
Thank you very much.
There's a difference between straight talking and rude and ignorant, which you are.
Hello, Chris?
Yes, mate?
I'm just ringing up to say that your best thing's happened to Radio Trent.
Do you know what, Roger? I agree with you. Thanks for your call.
OK, cheers.
Bye. I stay. Oh, the look on horror on Dale Winton's face. You lumbered another week, Winton.
I became a parody. Quite frankly, a parody of myself, where it was almost expected all the time for me to be aggressive and to slag off Brian Clough. I didn't find that hard to slag off Brian Clough, I hasten to add. I find that, you know, that comes easy. It's as natural as anything for me to do that. But other elements of it were creeping into it, which were just silly there, and I was becoming a pain in the backside to everybody around me and to myself. So I had to get out.
There were other newcomers in 1980, a new management team led by Ron Coles.
I arrived and sat at my desk... And for a short period of time, there was nobody around. I had to try and find my way around the station. And also, I couldn't get into my desk because nobody had left me with the keys. And there was a button which I thought was going to release all the drawers, but in fact set off an alarm that had the police round within about 10 minutes of me pushing the button. So that wasn't a very good start to the day, really, because the staff found that absolutely hilarious.
Ron Coles appointed a new programme controller, Chris Hughes, who also experienced difficulties on his first day.
I'd come from the BBC, and the language is slightly different in the BBC, and I was shown around the building by the managing director and taken into the office of the head of music, Mr. Len Grote, and I was introduced to a guy called Mark Williams, and Len said to me, "This is Mark, he's our swingman. You know what a swingman is, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah, of course I do." So we left Len sitting amongst his records and got outside the office and said to Ron, "What earth's a swingman?"
Ultimately, things other than the weather persuaded Radio Trent to broadcast around the clock. Ron Coles.
There was always a danger that a small trickle of the audience might tune away from the station overnight, and therefore they would then wake up tuned to a different radio station, and that wouldn't be a good idea, because unless they decided that they didn't like what they were hearing in the morning, we might not get them back again. It was reasons like that, economic ones and very sound ones, that I was putting to the board. But I think as much as anything, I wanted to give a fillip to the people who were working on the station, that now we were moving into the big league, 24 hours a day.
That's it for today. Join us again sometime tomorrow. From all of us here, a very good night.
Free.
to give a proper service to its audience, a radio station should be 24 hours. And that's my personal feeling, and certainly I think the feeling of most of the staff here. I mean, why on earth should the radio be switched off in the middle of the night when we know there are a lot of people travelling, there are a lot of people working?
24 hours. Trent's final frontier.
Whatever you're doing, wherever you are in the world, somebody's sitting here at Radio Trent broadcasting.
On air, we're only a... previously went. Yes, starting Monday, October the 6th, Trent never stops. Ah, well, there's another Radio Trent promo under the bridge.
Radio Trent 301, your 24-hour friend.
Radio Trent closed down its transmitters at 2 o'clock on the morning of Monday, October the 6th, to resume transmissions at 5 o'clock the same morning, and to begin 24-hour broadcasting. It was to be the last time the station would open up, as on the first day, John Peters turned on the transmitters.
Good morning. You're listening to Radio Trent, independent local radio for the Nottingham area, broadcasting on these frequencies: 301 metres, 998 kilohertz in the medium frequency band from the IBA transmitters at Trowell Moor, and in super stereo at 96.2 megahertz in the VHF band from the IBA transmitters at Colwick Wood. Welcome to a new day on Trent.
Before I came to Trent, I used to work for the post office, GPO as it was then called, now called Telecom, and they used to have an 8 o'clock start, and that's one thing I could never do, was be in for 8 o'clock. I was always under the line. I used to draw a line, you know, at 8:15, and I always used to sign on under the line just about every day. And I suppose psychologically, when you don't consider yourself to be an early person, when it was offered to me to do the breakfast show, oh yeah, great, at 6 o'clock, you know. To this day, I've only been late for the breakfast show three times, which isn't a bad going. Mike Reed.
You're listening to independent local radio for the Nottingham area. This is Radio Trent on 301 metres in the medium wave, 998 kilohertz in the medium frequency band, and in stereo at 96.2 megahertz in the VHF band.
Now, this has got to be Big Fellas, so could we have some drums, please? No, not that sort of drum. Oh, never mind. Hello, this is Tony Lyman. To remind you about the new look, Sounds Across Midnight, starting on Monday, October the 6th at 10:15.
Tony!
Yeah, all right, give us a chance. The College of Musical Knowledge will be making its return. We've got guest interviews and reviews. Captain Kremen will be treading boldly.
Hello.
Yes, just a minute. There'll be eerie goings-on in Stories to Last the Night, sending you off to bed with a shiver up your spine. And on Mondays and Fridays, it's the midnight line between 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock with Steve Merrick. And yes, she'll be there as well.
Much more than music. Hello, it's Viv Evans.
Don't tell me, Colin Bauer.
Viv, how do you think we should go about telling our listeners that you and I are broadcasting right through the night?
From 2 till 6 with a little night music every night of the week.
Hey, that would make a good programme title.
That's it, a little night music.
From 2 till 6.
Sounds fun.
Sounds melodic.
Good night, Colin.
Good night, Viv.
Radio Trent 301, much more than music.
music, your kind of people.
I don't know, you just turn it on, it's sort of an habit, you know what I mean?
Radio Trent and you.
The fact that it's local.
I like the music, want to play.
You turn us on and we'll be here.
It's easy to listen to, I have it on in the cars. I just like it, varied.
Relax and your troubles disappear.
All the music and the news.
Funny sometimes.
We can play records for people over Trent, where some radio stations don't like doing it.
Playing your favourite songs.
Oh, I like it because it's in stereo.
On 96.2, your kind of people every day.
This is brilliant.
Radio Trent.
Radio Trent now was, as the jingles point out, a 24-hour friend, and the presenters prepared for new, strange working hours. What was it like in the small hours, live on air, from the bowels of Castlegate? We find out after the break.